This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The India Met Department has issued a red alert for two districts, Papumpare and Kurumkume. It has also issued orange alerts for 9 districts, with the rest marked in the yellow category. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in the state over the next 5 days. It has also warned of thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rains likely in isolated places. Meanwhile, incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh, has resulted in road blockages in many interior places due to landslides and flash floods caused by heavy rain. In Papumpare district, there are reports of a huge traffic jam in the Doimukh area due to a road blockage at Chiputa village, leaving commuters stranded early this morning. On the advice of Chief Minister, the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, today appointed 19 members of Legislative Assembly as advisers to the ministers with immediate effect under Clause 3 of the Guidelines for Appointment of Advisers to the Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for Public Service 2020. Veteran politician Ninong Ereng has been appointed as advisor to Minister Hydropower Development, while Representative Tichy Kaso has been appointed advisor to Minister for Urban Affairs, Land Management, Food and Civil Supplies. Meanwhile, MLA Honchun Gandam has been appointed as advisor to Minister Public Works Department, Eastern Zone and Central Zone B. Some other advisor also includes Muchu Mithi for Home and Education, Pani Taram for Public Health Engineering. Two female representatives have also been appointed as advisors, Chakat Abo for Transport, Department of Tirap and Changlang, and Tswing Lamu for Planning, Women and Child Development, respectively. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensuring the safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chairing a high-level meeting yesterday to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, Meitais and Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required, and further directed that strict action must be taken as per law against the perpetrators of violence. Mr. Shah directed the Chief Secretary of Manipur to ensure proper health and education facilities for the displaced people and their rehabilitation. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval chaired the second meeting of the U.S.-India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology with his United States counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi. During the second ICET meeting yesterday, Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan set the vision for the next chapter of the Strategic Technology Partnership. The White House said both sides underscored their commitment to orienting the cooperation around breakthrough achievements in priority critical and emerging technology areas by focusing on co-production, co-development and research and development opportunities, and enhancing coordination with like-minded nations to deliver secure, reliable and cost-competitive technology solutions for the American and the Indian people and partners around the world. Globally acclaimed filmmaker Vinod Ganatra has become the first Indian to be conferred the prestigious Nelson Mandela Lifetime Achievement Award of South Africa for his contributions to films. He was honored with the coveted award at the ongoing 7th Nelson Mandela Children's Film Festival for his immense contributions to the world of cinema for kids. Speaker Tesam Pongte and Deputy Speaker Kardo Nyigyur yesterday held their first coordination meeting with the officers and officials of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. During the meeting, Speaker emphasized the importance of fostering a collaborative working environment and highlighted the need for a strong focus on work culture, discipline and punctuality to ensure smooth and effective functioning of the Assembly. Deputy Speaker further stressed the significance of teamwork and open communication and underscored the importance of maintaining high standards of discipline and punctuality among all staff members. Three independent MLAs, Laisam Simai from Nampong Assembly Constituency, Wang Lam Sawin from Khonsa East and Tenzin Nima Glo from Trizano Buragaon, have announced their support to Chief Minister Pema Khandu-led BJP government in Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.